This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I just love this. If you're watching what's going on in Michigan, right? And Whitmer is so... You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Whitmer is so concerned about your health. She is so concerned that you're going to pass this virus along that her police officers don't have masks on. No gloves, no masks. The protesters had no gloves, no masks. So that's how much she wants to make sure that everybody's safe. God bless. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time you send me information. I always like that, too. I mean that sincerely. I like when you give me information as to what's going on out there, maybe something I didn't pick up on that you do. And we've got so much in the news, so much I want to get through. I mean, everything from Joe Biden kind of sort of saying, no, he didn't do it. I mean, the reason I say kind of sort of saying, because anybody could say, no, I didn't do that. But I'm not willing to release the papers that would prove that I didn't do that. And that's exactly what he did. And then in Wisconsin, right, the sheriff's deputy showed up at a mother's house who was trying to set up a play date with her daughter, you know, with another kid or whatever. And you got to hear this. I mean, if you want to talk about them starting a police state, starting to look at things from a viewpoint of, quote-unquote, a police state, this is the problem. Take a look. Take a listen, if you can't watch, because some of you are watching. But this is scary. Come on, anytime you're ready.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
I'm Deputy Everhart with the Sheriff's Department. So, are you aware that we're in a stay-at-home order right now?
Yeah, obviously.
By the government?
Yes, I am aware.
Okay, you're aware of that?
I am aware.
I don't need to explain that to you?
No, you don't need to explain that to me.
Okay, I can if you need me to.
Go, you can because your officer was just here 2 weeks ago.
Okay, do you need to
And he explained it to me that you guys weren't enforcing that order.
Oh, we're about to.
Okay.
You understand it, though?
Okay, so why are you here?
Because your daughter is going to play at other people's home, and you're allowing it to happen.
They were over here as well, so are you here?
They've been talked to.
Okay.
So
no, I understand.
You,
okay.
And so either you can acknowledge it or you can argue.
I'm acknowledging it.
Okay. Stop having your kid go by other people's home.
Okay. I acknowledge it. Anything else?
Now notice, he's got no mask on. It's so serious and so bad that they show up at your house. He's got no mask on. Can't be that real now, can it?
Nope, that was it. Apparently, there was some other...
I acknowledged it. I acknowledged it.
Good.
Anything else?
I need your last name, Amy.
This is another cop here, right? Go away. Another cop here now shows up. Or is part of the group. And she's now asking for the woman's last name. So let's start off with something here. This is the police department. They got her last name. They're trying to prove that she's not being cooperative, that she's not willing to help, she's not willing to do the right thing. Can we just be honest about it? Right? And then listen to the belligerence of the officer involved in this.
What's your last name?
I'm not. Is there a reason you're asking for
it? I'm adding you to the screen so we can document that we had contact with you.
Is there a reason for it?
Yep, because you're violating the state order, which is a...
If you let me finish, that's what I'm explaining to you. Because you're violating an order...
I haven't violated an order.
We're going to have documentation in our screen with your name because we're here talking to you about that you said you just acknowledged.
Okay.
So then there's documentation.
I would like to see the law that requires me to give you that information.
Thank you.
Because I haven't...
What is your middle initial?
No.
I don't believe that I'm required to give that to you. Are we done here?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Your middle initial and your last name.
I'm not giving it to you. I haven't done anything wrong.
Okay. Perfect. We got it.
Yeah, he got...
Okay.
And that'll be documented, too, that you're uncooperative.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to give me the information I need to act like the Gestapo here coming up to your home because your daughter might be going on a play date. Do you guys not see what's going on here? Right now, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm not a deep state conspiracy to come up with the handcuffs to take me away kind of guy. But you do have, look, there's bad eggs in every group. I don't care whether they're cops, teachers, nurses, doctors. There's, the most part, though, there's wonderful people in those groups. All right? Honest people that want to do the right thing, that want to do the job. Like the sheriff in Orange County who said, I am not enforcing that law because it's unconstitutional. Then you have some cops that are full of the power, like these two are. Obviously very upset that she's not bowing down and kissing the ring. She's actually talking back to the police officers. She's asking them to prove that they have a right to do what they're doing. Right? And they're not willing to cooperate. Oh, my. She did nothing wrong. And she's right. Show me the law. She was in her house. Unless they caught her in the act of doing it, I don't know what to tell you. This is where it's got to, though. And it shouldn't be. We're going to deal with Joe Biden when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us and being part of the solution, not part of the problem, getting involved, getting engaged. I mean, seriously. I mean, I really want you engaged and involved. I really want you looking, you know, at what's going on out there and thinking the world is coming to an end and you don't stand a chance. That's not what you want to do. What I try to tell the young people when I talk with them is find your passion. Find that thing that turns you on, makes you want to show up for work, makes you want to work through something. You're not looking for the clock to ring at 4:59:59. Not that I want you to work for nothing. That's not my point. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. I'm going to move on a little bit here. Because I really do appreciate the time that we're spending together. There's so much news that I really do want to get to. And I can't believe what we're... I mean, again, you know. I'm not a conspiracy person. Right? But I said this the other day before Joe even showed up for his interview with Mika on Morning Joe. And I said, what's the problem? If you've done nothing wrong, come on, think it through. If you've actually done nothing wrong, then turn over the paperwork. And I couldn't figure out what the response was going to be or how they're going to deal with it. But apparently, you know, somebody schooled Joe really well because one of his comments that he kept coming back to was, well, I don't know whose names are in those papers. I don't know the sensitive material it might expose. But, I know you never thought you'd hear this from me, right? But God bless Mika, because she's not letting it go. See, it's a woman thing. They can't, with all good conscience, they can't let this go. They got to do something with it. And she was, I don't know what she was, by Hillary, not like they were going to have her killed, you know, I mean. But she was very uncomfortable pushing him and pushing him so hard. Although, I don't know how hard it actually was. I don't even think he knew what he was doing there, but whatever. But here, let me see if I can pull this up and take a listen, because it really is interesting to hear him try to defend, well, pretty much the indefensible. Here, let me see. Take a listen.
Never happened, and it didn't.
For the first time, Joe Biden personally addressing a sexual assault allegation dating back to 1993.
This never, ever happened. I don't know what is motivating her. I don't know what's behind any of it, but it's irrelevant. It never happened. It never happened. Period. I'm not going to start questioning her motive. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to go after Tara Reid for saying these things. It's simple. What are the facts? Do any of the things she said, do they add up?
The presumptive Democratic nominee for president.
You know, I grabbed the wrong clip. I apologize. I grabbed the wrong clip. Oh, God. But the clip that I wanted to grab is Mika, and I'll see if I can grab that in a little bit. But it's Mika, if producer Tammy can grab that, that would be great. She is daintily, all right? She was daintily dancing around why his accuser didn't deserve to be heard. Right? Why didn't his accuser, why didn't she deserve to be brought out and allowed to speak? And he kept saying she should be allowed to speak. Nobody's saying we should squelch her. And then all of a sudden, he alludes to the fact that the timing is kind of interesting. But nobody on the left would allow that to happen with Trump. Couldn't bring that up with Trump. Right? Trump had 26 women accuse him of some kind of sexual assault or sexual misbehavior. Not one accused him of rape, unlike some of these others. Right? Where are they? They all went away. And the person they're talking about, Blasio Ford? Professor Ford? Remember that? She was putting money together. Even after she was putting money together to go after Kavanaugh. Because she had been wronged. And what happened? She took the money, she dropped her case, and she went away. She'd raised like six figures. Does this sound like somebody who's out for the truth? She would have never seen that money. That wasn't her money anyhow. People gave her money on her side of the aisle to go fight Kavanaugh. She didn't fight Kavanaugh. She took the money and left. She kind of did the same thing Bernie Sanders did to agree. Right? When Boyne... when Bernie was up against Hillary Clinton, he wasn't sure he was going to be able to get his people, right, to be on his side. Do you remember that?
I do.
And so, thank you. I just got it. But we're not going to play it until the next segment. But anyway, but if you think about it, Bernie walked away with a six-figure home, right? A home worth six figures. And I remember the day, I remember looking at his face when he came out on stage to get his people to get behind Hillary Clinton. He was petrified when they started to boo. You know, he must have thought they were going to kill him or something, but he was petrified when they started to boo. Because they didn't want Hillary, they wanted him. They wanted him to fight for them. So, again, you know, socialist Bernie, man, he really came out looking bad after that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. When we come back from the break, yeah, we're going to play the piece from Morning Joe. Because, you really do have to listen to Joe and Mika. The two of them are doing a dance. It's really obvious that nobody wants to come out and actually say it. Nobody wants to come out and actually hang him. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, you know, including giving me your email address, right? So that you can get one email a week. I don't even beat you up with them. I do one a week. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be
be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's so coming to light. It's becoming so common. You know who I miss, though, at this point? All right, don't laugh at me. But I know, I miss AOC. Right? I mean, we had something on her almost every day. Now, nothing. I don't know if she's quiet. I don't know if she's got the virus. She's hanging out at home. She's, hiding in a corner somewhere. I don't know. You got her, Tlaib, Omar. You know, at least before they were so active, they was doing stupid stuff on a daily basis. It was wonderful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, Uncle Joe, Grandpa Joe, whatever you want to call him. Again, he was on the show discussing I don't know. What do you want to call it? His accusation, right, that he had, I don't know if he raped her, I don't know if he sexually assaulted her, I don't know what he did with her. All right? Whatever it was, he did something against her will. And you would think the Me Too people and the people on the left, the ones that are all about women's rights, you would think they would be all over this. Take a listen.
Were supposed to be revealed to the public, and then they were resealed for a longer period of time until after you leave, quote, public life. And if you agree with that, if that's what happened, why did that happen?
Because, look, the fact is that there's a lot of things that of speeches I've made, positions I've taken, interviews that I did overseas with people, all of those things relating to my job. And the idea that they would all be made public in the fact while I was running for public office, they could be really taken out of context.
But Jim knows that President Trump was never taken out of context. That's exactly what he meant. If he wrote it, he said it, then it was exactly what he meant. And if Joe was over in a vice president role giving speeches to other groups, other countries, how can you take it out of context? It's public record. We should have access to those. Remember, you know, those transparent Democrats. They everybody's supposed to have access to their stuff. Yeah, didn't not work it out so well, huh?
Papers are position papers. They are documents that existed, and that when I, for example, when I met with Putin or when I met with whomever, and all of that to be fodder in a campaign at this time.
Oh my God, he met with Putin? He has a Russian connection? All right, that's it. He's done.
I don't know of anybody who's done anything like that. And so the National Archives is the only place there would be anything having to do with personnel records. There are no personnel records in the Biden papers at the university.
So personnel records aside, are you certain there was nothing about Tara Reid in those records? And if so,
I am absolutely certain.
Why not approve a search of her name in those records?
See that? I mean, perfect question. I don't even agree with this woman 98% of the time. But it's a perfect question, right? Hey, if there's nothing there, let's go ahead and release them. And Joe's going to say, well, there's other names in there, there's other things, but we can redact those names. Do it all the time. With other paperwork, do it all the time.
Approve a search of her name.
Yes, and reveal it.
Look at him. Look at his face. He looks, search for her name. What does that mean? I don't understand. Are we searching for her? Are we searching for her dog? What are we searching for here? And he'll say it. I don't get it. Listen.
Something that might be related to Tara Reid in the University of Delaware records.
There is nothing. They wouldn't. They're not there. And if they, if it's,
Oh, this is a great clip for me. I got to pull this out because this is perfect. I like that. That's good.
I don't understand what the point you're trying to make.
The point
there
I'm
are
trying
no
to make
personnel
is
records
that you
by
are...
definition.
The point I'm trying to make is that you are approving and actually calling for a search of the National Archives records of anything pertaining to Tara Reid. I'm asking why not do the same in the University of Delaware records, which have raised questions because they were supposed to be revealed to the public and then they were sealed for a longer period of time. Why not do it for both sets of records?
Because the material in the University of Delaware has no personnel files, and it has, but it does have a lot of confidential conversations that I had with the president about a particular issue, that I had with the heads of state of other places, that would not be something that would be revealed while I was in public office.
But it was okay to release the transcripts of conversations that President Trump had while in office, while being the head of this country. He can't have conversation with heads of states across the world because they get leaked. Take it out of context or not, they get leaked. But it's okay for Joe. Joe is a vice president running for office. We get to have to hide his stuff because somebody might take it the wrong way, and they're heads of state. We don't want that information to get out. Do you not see the continual double standards, the hypocrisy behind the left?
Or while I was seeking public office. It just stands to reason. The best of my knowledge, no one else has done that either.
Done what? Just in an investigation, giving up their paperwork? Yeah, never happened.
I'm just talking about her name, not anybody else in those records.
Look at how that poor woman, she is trying so hard to get the information she wants without going off on him. Because you can tell she's ready to go off on him. She wants to go off. And if he was a Republican in that seat, he would have been a blob of gel sitting on the floor right now. And I would have been going after him too. Why not? If you did nothing wrong, open it up.
A search for that.
Now listen, it's not frozen. He's frozen. I don't know if he fell asleep or what. He's done. He's sitting there like a deer in the headlights. I don't know what to do. See, he figured he was done with it after the first question. They were going to be really nice to him, you know?
Nothing classified with the president or anybody else. I'm just asking, why not do a search for Tara Reid's name in the University of Delaware records?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, who does that search?
You could do it, Joe.
The University of Delaware. Perhaps you set up a commission that can do it. I don't know. Whatever is the fairest way to create the most transparency.
Well, this is, look, Mika, she said she filed a report. She has her employment records still. She said she filed a report with the only office that would have a report in the United States Senate at the time. If the report was ever filed, it was filed there. Period.
If you could speak directly to Tara Reid about her...
This is great. I mean, really, this is really great. Joe is so confused. Now, maybe he's just really sharp. Maybe he is really smart, really sharp. Maybe he realizes he's up against the ropes. Right? And he's just going to sit there, and he's going to take it for a minute or two and see what happens. But I feel bad for the guy, but I honestly believe he doesn't know. He doesn't remember. He may not. I mean, the guy doesn't know where, half the time he doesn't know where he is. So, in the interest of transparency, being up front, doing it the right way, why not allow them to do the search just for her name? I mean, Joe, it's like a Google search, for God's sakes. They have all the paperwork in there. It's all been scanned in. Just do a quick scan for her name. You find it. You read the sentence before and after. If it's nothing, then you move on. You'd put so many people... Well, you'd take the wind out of our sails now, wouldn't you? When it comes down to Republicans wanting to nail you for doing something wrong, you would take the wind right out of our sails. And how hypocritical is it that Pelosi sits there and says point blank, I believe her when it came to Ford, and calls this one a liar. And says she believes Joe. Speaking of Joe, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Those are the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. You know, really, you want to be part of the solution, not just part of the problem. At least that's how I feel about it. Anyway, I'll thank one of the listeners for sending me a clip during the break, and it's perfect. It is perfect. And it's exactly, you know, the altered reality of the left. We use different dictionaries. It's very obvious. But it's part of the altered reality of the left when you're sitting there. And you have a guy like Joe Biden, who's made not funny gaffes, but concerning gaffes. Not knowing certain things. Well, the clip speaks for itself. So let's let you hear what he has to say. Here's Uncle Joe in his own words.
Choosing Joe to be my vice president was one of the best decisions I ever made.
What are we doing? What's going on right now?
I believe Joe has all the qualities we need in a president right now.
I got hairy legs.
That's Joe. He's someone whose own life has taught him how to persevere.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
How to bounce back when you've been knocked down.
Give me a break.
Joe talks about opportunity for our kids.
Poor
kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Joe talks to families who've lost a hero.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Through all his trials, he's never once forgotten.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
I know he'll surround himself with good people.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
That's why I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden for president of the United States.
What? I got nothing. I can't even do anything with that. First of all, I believe the man is suffering from early onset Alzheimer's or even dementia. So I don't want to make fun of him because I don't want to make fun of somebody who's truly, honestly sick. But I will make fun of the people around him. I will make fun of Obama and Pelosi and the rest of them because they know what's wrong with him. They're so desperate. I even had a Democrat the other night who I spoke with after the show, another host, who basically said to me when I kept asking him, you know, why aren't your people coming on? How does Pelosi endorse him without saying he needs to fix this, this, and this? Right? Why doesn't Pelosi come out and say, well, we need to hear from so-and-so, we need to find out whether this is true or not? And his only response to me pretty much with every answer was they're afraid that Trump's going to win again. So basically he was saying it didn't matter what Joe did. It doesn't matter what Joe does. It doesn't matter who he hurt, who he raped, who he assaulted. The goal is only one thing. Keep Trump from winning the presidency. Because God forbid we get another, right? Because we don't want any part of a good economy. We don't want any part of bringing jobs back here. We don't want any part of China not taking advantage of us anymore. We don't want any part of one of the lowest unemployment rates for blacks, Hispanics, or women that we've ever recorded. We don't want any part of that, right? We had poverty down at a level that we haven't seen in decades. I mean, all that stuff they can't admit to, they won't admit to, they'll call them lies. And the reason we have to replace Trump doesn't exist. It really doesn't. They don't like the way he talks. They don't like the way he treats people. They don't like the way they perceive that he represents us overseas. He's got the respect of a lot of leaders because they can't walk all over him. We have been the doormat for countries for years. Your tax dollars, people like Obama and Pelosi and the rest of them, are sending your tax money overseas to people who hate us, to people who want to kill us, to people who could care less about the United States or America. Why are you okay with sending money there? Matter of fact, here's the funny thing about this. Those same people that will send money to Iran and to countries that hate us and would love to kill us don't want Republicans to have the money. Don't want Republican businesses or causes to have the money. How does that fit? Gavin Newsom, who knows it's illegal to use federal dollars, right, to give illegals federal money or money, period, for unemployment or any of those things, just allocated $125 million to illegals. And he knows it's wrong. Doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's done that. It goes all the way back to gay marriage. The law doesn't apply to them. The law doesn't apply to anything that they want to do. For them, it doesn't work that way. Isn't that wonderful? And we have allowed them to do that. A friend of mine who does a voter integrity program, she said that the reason we lose on these voter issues is unlike the Democrats. The Democrats have lawyers to go on election day. They have lawyers ready to hit judges all across this country on a moment's notice. We don't. And we'll say, well, we don't play like they do. We need to. We need to be ready with copies and copies and copies of legal objections, ready to go, that a lawyer just needs to sign, fill the blanks, and hand them into the court. There's no excuse not to. Absolutely none. Not today's day and age especially. But we don't do that. We have evidence that people have voted two or three times, or somebody else has voted for that person. Right? We have evidence that we have video of people going and voting several times. We have affidavits of poll watchers who said they saw somebody come in, run down the rolls to see who had voted and who hadn't, and within 15 minutes a van pulls up and all those people who hadn't been there to vote all of a sudden had voted. How does that work? So we've allowed them to get there. We have vote by mail in California. And I guess it's great if you're out in a rural area, but if you're not, why not put the voter boxes in city halls, libraries, and other places like that? Are you actually going to tell me? Fire stations. So if you have voter boxes at fire stations, libraries, and city halls, I hate to say this because people get mad at me, but if you don't know where one of those three places is, maybe you shouldn't be driving. Maybe you're not worthy to have a vote. See, I don't believe you deserve a vote just because you have a heartbeat and breath. Right? I mean, even our founding fathers were concerned that an uneducated electorate would blow it all. And they were right. And the Dems knew that. I was just talking to a black guy today that was over at the house. We were talking about politics and such. Not a hardcore Dem, not a hardcore Republican. Middle-of-the-road American. But he saw it, and I've talked about it on the show a million times. It wasn't Republicans who didn't want to educate black people. It was Democrats. Because they knew in the Jim Crow era, they knew that if they educated black people, that they'd be able to get out of the situation they were in. So you couldn't educate them. It was illegal to educate them. If I, as a white man, got caught teaching a black man how to read, or even talking history with him, any of those things, I could have been arrested. Because they knew how important education was. And now look at your inner-city schools across the country. They've got the worst graduation rates. These kids are illiterate when they come out of those schools. It's not right. And it's not fair. And yet, those cities are run by Democrats. Those school districts are run by Democrats. The Board of Education are run by Democrats. And all they ask for, instead of resources, all they've asked for is more money. And it doesn't help the kids. Look at the numbers across the country. Doesn't help the kids. So again, I say, and it, you know what? It goes to the Jewish community, too. The Democrats have proven over and over and over and over and over and over again that they play on your fear. Because Christians are intolerant. And you know how that worked out for you in the days of Hitler. But the Dems, they can't stand you. It's obvious. I mean, they're up in arms about Jerusalem being moved. I mean, the embassy being moved to Jerusalem. Right, they want to make a deal with the Palestinians, whose only their only goal is to wipe out Israel, wipe out the Jews. But you're comfortable with that. You guys voted in de Blasio. He's going to start dragging you in. Doesn't care about your tradition. Doesn't care about your God. He's going to drag you in. The next time he catches you guys at congregating at a funeral, even though you were 6 feet apart, even though many of them were 6 feet apart. There's no play. And now, another, these places where they won't allow Christians to take communion, they hate you. They hate us. They hate anybody who has a standard that they'll live by. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I don't want to wear a mask, but I only wear one because I can't afford the fine. Anyway, have a great rest of the day.